T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woj of ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski, he joined SportsCenter yesterday from his home. He's not sitting on a toilet. It is an office. I can confirm because I watched the video.
Okay.
But the audio sounds like he may be on his toilet. He discussed the NBA's plans. We've heard cruise ships. We've heard college campuses. We've heard Vegas. We've heard practice facilities, everything. Woj spoke on what the NBA is actually looking at doing. Now, this is a little bit long, but it's worth the listen because he goes through a laundry list of things where the NBA, they may change the way we view sports.
The league has any number of contingencies they're trying to work with based on how much time, if any, they have to resume the season. And I think it's increasingly unlikely that the league could make up all of its regular season games, but their hope is that they would have at least several regular season games before starting the playoffs. And then you may have a playoffs that are truncated. You may have shorter series, perhaps in the first round. And, you know, one thing that the league is spending a lot of time on right now is at least an initial return where potentially you would have all the teams together to finish the regular season at one quarantine site. Mm-hmm. Las Vegas has been a destination that has been discussed, that built around the idea of literally perhaps, using a casino, playing games, and potentially a ballroom with courts. There's lots of different scenarios, almost all of which, Maria, would be built around the idea of a return without fans in the stands, certainly initially, and whether there would be fans even in playoff games or finals, there's not been a sense that that may be possible. That's why part of what the league has asked teams to do, not only give us dates for your arena, but give us dates for your practice facility, smaller venues around bigger arenas, because if you were going to return without fans to play a game in a tighter environment where you could make it be a little more creative with television angles, with sound, to make it a more appealing product for television. And that's going to be, Maria, too, as much as anything, for the league to be able to get its television revenue from the postseason is important for all the teams. It's important to be able to have those games on television, more so than even the gate receipts of that they're going to lose in the arenas if they play without fans.
A lot of information there.
A lot to take in.
The number one thing that stuck out to me, anybody that had the slim chance of the Blazers making the playoffs, that's horrible for their playoff chances.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, truncated season, shortening playoffs series.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
I do too.
Yeah, start at the first two rounds or fives, then go sevens.
And then no fans. And he reiterated that. He said, no fans and getting creative with the sound. One of the options he didn't mention there is piping in the noise via your computers as you're watching the games.
I highly doubt that. But it could be. I think Vegas seems like the most logical setup, where they're all quarantined into a, if not one or two different casinos. I mean, the whole league could stay in one casino, tell you the truth.
Very true.
I mean, they could stay in two floors. Those things are so huge. The whole damn league could, if they wanted to, and just do it that way. And that would make sense. Maybe a couple courts there, and they could just put it up in the MGM area and have a couple courts there and just make it small.
Well, that was an interesting tidbit that if you were listening closely, in ballrooms, mm-hmm. having multiple courts in one ballroom.
Yeah.
So, and then getting, getting creative with camera angles, it'd be like NBA players, the best in the world. And it would look like a middle school basketball tournament where you got like four courts going at the same time. Like it's the hoop.
It's like the hoop over in Beaverton. That's exactly what it'd look like.
Yeah.
So you throw some drapes down, separate the two, and let's go. Have a bunch of people standing around yelling.
And getting creative with camera angles, because this is about TV. Make no mistake about it. You know, I've been saying this all along. We will see the NBA playoffs. I don't know when. We'll see it because there is $1 billion on the line.
Yeah.
For the NBA, and it is not, this is not just basketball, this is a TV show, and they have to make it good for TV.
Well, they're going to have to figure it out soon, and I think we might get it here in the next month, tell you the truth. They have time to figure this out. They could set up the setup, they could get all the testing facilities ready, they could do it all financially. I don't know what stay at home in, I don't know what Nevada is at this point, and I don't know what the city and all the mayors and dealing with that. If that is an option, you have private planes, you can secure all these teams to show up and not have to do it. It's just probably just logistics at this point.
Yeah, 100%. And they want to make sure, one, everybody's safe, two, get your money.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.